From NPR News, it's Weekends on All Things Considered. I'm Guy Raz. Today and tomorrow, lots of political coverage, including the final pre-election poll to be released on this program tomorrow evening. Let's begin with the latest from the campaign trail and to Ohio, which once again may likely decide the country's fate for the next 4 years. Let's go to NPR's Scott Horsley. He's traveling with the president in Ohio. Scott, Ohio, one of four states the president is campaigning in today. What is his closing argument?
Well, in a nutshell, we've come too far to turn back now. That's what the president is saying here. And he offered some simple instructions for the people in his audience.
The most important message I've got right now is vote. Vote.
There is early voting all this weekend here in Ohio. That was partly as a result of a fight by the Obama campaign, a legal fight. They're trying to bank as many votes as possible, even before the polls open on Election Day. And like the other states where the president's campaigning today, Iowa, Wisconsin, and Virginia, Ohio has a better-than-average economy. So the president's saying, while things aren't where we want them to be, they are moving in the right direction. It's not the time to change course.
And Scott, later tonight, the president will campaign alongside former President Bill Clinton.
That's right. And he is, in his stump speech, been contrasting the relatively strong, broad-based economic growth of the Clinton years with the sluggish and skewed growth that came in the period when George W. Bush was in the White House. His argument is that his own economic policies are the natural heir to the Clinton policies, while Governor Romney is pushing a rerun of the Bush years. And having the former president at his side will simply help to underscore that. Bill Clinton has been a sort of super surrogate for Mr. Obama this election season. Tonight's rally will be the 27th he's attended on behalf of the president.
Wow. That's NPR Scott Horsley traveling with the president in Ohio. Scott, thanks, and I hope you get some sleep after Tuesday.
Not till then, I'm sure.